None but the Hungry Heart. 10:18. Remember to forget. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5. Resting in his glory, there will manifest his humility in us here. Our hearts have such a tendency to turn back to legalism and to think it humility. The only real humbleness and strength and blessing is to forget ourselves in the presence and blessedness of the Father. We may be brought thither by a humbling process, but it is not in merely thinking evil of the old man that we are truly humble. We have the privilege of forgetting ourselves in the love of our Father. It is as knowing the Lord Jesus to be precious to our souls, with our eyes and hearts being occupied with him, that we will be effectually kept from being taken up with the vanity and sin around. And this too will be our strength against the sin and corruption within. Whatever I see in myself that is not in him is sin. It is not in thinking upon my own sins that will humble me, but thinking of the Lord Jesus and dwelling upon the excellencies in him. It is well to be done with ourselves and to be taken up with the Lord Jesus. We are entitled to forget ourselves. We are entitled to confess and forget our sins. We are entitled to forget all but the Lord Jesus. It is by looking unto him that we can give up anything and can walk as obedient children. Many think that talking badly of ourselves is the ideal of humility, whereas the simplest and more real humility is to feel unaffectedly that we are too bad to be worth talking about. Only one is worthy of all our thoughts and words and ways, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5:6.